Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Eric Hansen. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Scott Brosius. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Herrera. Batting third. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting fourth. The DH, Geronimo Baroa. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Stan Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The catcher, Eric Helfand. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve Ontiveros. And now, play ball. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Javier. Valentin reaches second base with a double. McGee goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn is hit by the pitch. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco strikes out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gates fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Bordick covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosius hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baroa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gates moves to third. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Giambi hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gates tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Baroa moves to second. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Javier for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Tim Nehring, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hazelman strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Alicia, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alicia hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nehring moves to second. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi juggles the ball. That's an error on Giambi. Nehring scores. Alicia moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alicia scores. McGee moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Javier. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Eric Helfand is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Helfand hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Hansen covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brosius is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brosius hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-1. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Herrera. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nehring is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. O'Leary scores. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hazelman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hazelman strikes out. 1 out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alicia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nehring moves to third. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nehring scores. Alicia moves to second. It's 8-2, Red Sox. John Waston now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valentin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Canseco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. O'Leary strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Herrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrera hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barroa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barroa takes first base on ball 4. Gates moves to second. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Giambi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Giambi reaches second base with a double. Gates scores. Barroa moves to third. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paquette strikes out. 2 outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hazelman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alicia takes first base on ball 4. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Bordick reaches second base with a double. Eric Helfand is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Helfand is 0-for-1 in the game. Helfand hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brosius is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Herrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Herrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops it up and throws to first, with Waston covering, for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Canseco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Brant Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gates is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gates hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Gates reaches second base with a double. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berroa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berroa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alicia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Giambi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Giambi hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hazelman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Gallego pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Eric Helfand is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Helfand is 0 for 2 in the game. Helfand hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Helfand reaches second base with a double. Javier scores. Gallego moves to third. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Brosius is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallego scores. One out. It's 13-5, Red Sox. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Herrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansen covering, for the out. Helfand moves to third. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gates is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gates hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing shortstop. Luis Alicia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alicia is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Alicia hits a fly ball into right field. Brosius settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berroa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berroa hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Giambi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Giambi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-6, Red Sox. Vaughn Eshelman now pitching. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Stan Javier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Javier bunts towards the mound. Eshelman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paquette moves to second. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Canseco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Greenwell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-1. O'Leary is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Leary for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Helfand is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Helfand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Helfand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brosius is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brosius hits a pop-up towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Herrera is 0-for-4 in the game. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nehring is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hazelman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hazelman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alicia, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Alicia is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Alicia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McGee is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gates is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gates hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Geronimo Berroa, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Berroa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berroa takes first base on ball 4. George Williams pinch hits for Jason Giambi. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Paquette is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.